Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Our freeze warning is in effect for about another hour. We're seeing the coldest temperatures of the day right now. I'll show you why temperatures will look like this again tomorrow.
And breaking news at 8 o'clock, two crashes on the Knightdale Bypass creating some pretty big problems as you head toward Raleigh this morning. I'll show you the alternate route that could save you about 5 minutes.
Plus, I'm Brett Neese live in Cary, where police officers thwarted a potential mass shooter. Why they say he was planning to target children.
And with the temperatures as cold as they are, good idea to make sure your car is able to handle it early in this season. We'll hear from experts on ways to make sure it is ready for these freezing temperatures. Plus,
it's happened! The Texas Rangers win the World Series!
Finally, for the first time ever, the Texas Rangers win the World Series. Their celebration, 63 years in the making, a win, the first time in franchise history. There's a lot of happy Rangers fans out there this morning, right?
I imagine a Texas-sized celebration.
Oh, yes. There you go.
No question.
We'll get to that coming up. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along with us as we get our Thursday underway here. Sunrise up. Coldest part of the day, potentially, out there. Yes. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
That's right. Freeze warning lasts until 9 o'clock. At that point, we should start see the temperatures climbing a little bit. But right now, it is 21 Southern Pines, 23 in Roxboro, 29 in Goldsboro. We dropped to 33 in Clinton, and that may be about as far as we get. So that's going to be the warmest spot, at least on this particular map. Upper 20s around the Triangle, 31 in Rocky Mount. And so it's a cold start out there, as many as 10 to 17 degrees colder than it was this time yesterday. We have a pretty view of Clinton this morning, where the temperature is still 33. It's 29 in the Triangle with light winds. You know, yesterday felt uncomfortable in the afternoon with all that wind. Today, the wind is much lighter. Maybe a quick scrape out there on your windshield. It's cold enough for frost, but we don't have a lot of moisture in the atmosphere, so you may not see a whole lot of frost this morning. It is going to be a cool afternoon. We hit 51 yesterday, looking at 55, 56 this afternoon. But tomorrow afternoon, we start to see a wind shift that'll bring in more warmth. I'll show you what it will feel like through the weekend. Coming up, Brian.
Breaking news here at 8:02. I'm tracking two crashes on the southbound side of I-87 heading through Knightdale, creating some pretty big delays this morning. I want to take you to that first crash around Smithfield Road. You can see it's over on the right shoulder. At this point, we don't have any lanes blocked, but a reminder with those flashing lights, you do need to move over at least one lane. Also, as you head down toward Hodge Road, there's a crash blocking that left lane there on 87 southbound. You can see where the fire truck has blocked the lane and also some flashing lights there in the median. Overall, from 64 Business down to the 440 interchange on 87 southbound, we're measuring about an 18-minute delay this morning. So that's going to add a lot to your overall drive coming in from the eastern side of Wake County. Consider using 64 Business as a good alternate route. Pick it up from I-87, continue on toward 440, and that should save you about 5 minutes at least this morning. I'll keep an eye on that alternate route and let you know if a better one emerges. Also watching some delays on 885 in Durham with a report of a crash on the southbound side right around Ellis Road. Not really seeing significant delays because of that on the southbound side, about a 3-minute slowdown overall. On northbound 885, though, we're seeing some of those heavier backups, about a 6-minute delay as you head between Cornwallis Road up toward Ellis Road. Of course, if you're getting ready to head out now, you can listen to our coverage continue on the radio, 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham, and I'll let you know how traffic is developing with those two major issues that we're following right now. Just getting reports of a crash at Lewisburg Road at Spring Forest Road on the north side of Raleigh. Not seeing big delays with that. A lot of other minor crashes that I've been watching this morning, but I'm not seeing any significant backups. We are tracking some slowdowns coming in from Apex on US 1 northbound between 55 up toward the 1010 Road area, and slow traffic on southbound Capitol Boulevard as you head in from Wake Forest. Pretty typical for this time of day. About a 10-minute backup heading down toward the 540 interchange.
Thanks for that, Brian. Cary police say they arrested a man who threatened to commit a mass shooting targeting children. WRAL's Brett Neese is at the Cary Police Department right now. Brett, this is beyond disturbing. The police got a tip and that possibly stopped this potential dangerous situation here.
Yeah, a lot of people thankful for that this morning, Jeff. And Kevin Douglas is the guy that we're talking about. He's out of jail this morning because he did post bond. But officers here at the Cary Police Department say they prevented what they are calling a credible threat. This is the 46-year-old Douglas that we're talking about. Take a look at your screen. Police say they got a notification from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children that somebody was threatening to become an active shooter and they were going to target children. After investigating that, the Cary Police Department arrested Douglas on Wednesday at an extended stay off of Weston Parkway. He is now facing several charges, including cyber stalking and communicating threats. He will be due back in court on November 20th. Live in Cary, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
And with temperatures this cold, you'll want to warm up your car before you head out to school or work today. It's also a good idea to make sure your vehicle is prepared to handle temperatures like this throughout the winter. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning. Kelsey, experts say there are a couple things that you can do right now to make sure you don't have any issues in the coming months.
Yeah, Michelle, good morning. Your car is probably going to need a little TLC this morning with temperatures that look like this. So my thermometer says that it's 30 degrees. It's been holding at 30 for the past few hours. Thankfully, there's no wind chill. And now that the sun is coming out, it doesn't feel as bad as it did earlier this morning. And right now you're probably thinking about, well, I should probably warm up my car. Well, we checked in with folks at Murray's Tire and Auto Service here in Raleigh. They say you should test your battery and radiator. Do some maintenance early to avoid a hefty price tag later on.
If anything freezes in here, it could ruin everything in this car. You don't want to have to buy a new motor. I mean, you don't want to have to buy a new radiator because it's going to cost you. Especially if you come to a shop, you know, it's going to get pricey.
And when you walk out the door today, you may notice that your tire pressure light is on. So give yourself a little extra time in your morning routine to fill up those tires. If you don't remember how much air you need, just check the inside of the driver's door. There should be a sticker inside of there. You can head on over to our website, WREL.com, for more info on how to keep up your car in this cold weather. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Counseling is being made available to Shaw University students after an 18-year-old freshman died in a single car crash in Raleigh. Pender High School is also mourning the loss of Kadrice Kai Dye. The 2003 graduate of the high school was a member of the Shaw University Honors Program and played for the school's JV basketball team. This is a story that we first brought you as breaking news yesterday morning. Raleigh police say Dye was riding in a car on Hammond Road just before 11:30 Tuesday night. The driver lost control on a curve and hit the end of a guardrail. Dye was ejected from the car and died from his injuries. The driver, 18-year-old Jesden Bloomer, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
Police in Chapel Hill are looking for this man after he was caught on surveillance video punching a customer in a bakery. I want to warn you, the video, we're going to show it to you. It's disturbing to watch. It happened at the Guggenhuff Bake Shop in the Eastgate Shopping Center. The customer's just going up to the counter there to get his coffee. The man in the hoodie walks up and just hauls off and belts him in the face there. This appears to be a random attack. The customer tells WREL he is recovering now from a concussion and an injured jaw. The bakery owner says he plans to add cameras to the parking lot. And if you know this man in the video, you're asked to call Chapel Hill Police.
The Texas Rangers are the World Series champions for the first time. They were held without a hit for the first six innings of last night's Game 5. That was against the Arizona Diamondbacks. But the Rangers, they pulled away in the last three innings and got a 5-0 win to take the series 4-1. They won all 11 games they played in the playoffs, a new major league record. Corey Seager was named the World Series MVP. He hit three home runs during the five games of the series. He also got the first hit last night that got things rolling for the Rangers.
College basketball world is mourning the loss of one of the game's legendary coaches, Bobby Knight. Knight led Indiana to three NCAA championships. He also coached at Army and Texas Tech. He finished with 902 career wins, which was the most all time until Mike Krzyzewski passed him. Krzyzewski played for Knight at Army, got his coaching career started there as an assistant to Knight. In a statement, Coach K said, "Knight recruited me, mentored me, and had a profound impact on my career and life." Current Duke coach John Shire also remembered the impact Knight had on him.
my senior year, he came a couple times here to Duke, and just to meet him and just to get his perspective on our program, on me as a player, our team. That's a really meaningful thing.
You can read about the life and legacy of Coach Bob Knight online at WRLSportsFan.com.
Today, we'll learn more about Raleigh's first bus rapid transit line. The small business owners along New Bern Avenue will hear an update from a panel of city leaders. They'll talk about plans for crime reduction in the area and give the update on the BRT project. It'll begin at 5:30 p.m. at Martin Street Baptist Church.
Many women in America deal with infertility, but treatments are available to make their dreams of having a child come true. Coming up, the length some women are forced to take to afford becoming a mom.
Plus, Alan Ruck, who stars in Succession and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, was involved in a car crash. The questions we still have surrounding his involvement in this Hollywood crash.
And our temperatures are the coldest that they usually get all morning, right about now. So looking at 20s and some low 30s. We've hit freezing across most of the viewing area. I'll show you why we could see this again tomorrow coming up.
Welcome back on your chilly Thursday morning. This is a live look over Apex. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. You don't really see many people walking outside this morning, probably because it is so cold out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking temperatures in the 30s, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and some 20s out there, too. Our freeze warning expires at 9 o'clock, so just a little bit of time left on that. By the time we hit 9 o'clock, we start to see our temperatures climbing. We're not going to see another freeze warning tomorrow, even though our temperatures are in the 20s in Durham and Raleigh. It's 21 Southern Pines, 23 Roxborough. And the only spot on this map that we didn't make it all the way to freezing is Clinton at 33, and we're awfully close. Here's how the freeze warnings work in the fall. So it's been warm, and all of a sudden we have the first freeze of the fall season. The Weather Service wants to warn you about that. Maybe you have some house plants that you need to bring inside. But after that, we can expect to see more and more freezing temperatures. And so you've been warned, and of course, we've seen the end of the growing season now with these cold temperatures, and now we just, you know, continue on into more winter-like conditions. Not every day. You know, this is a time of year where we see a lot of ups and downs with our temperature, and we'll definitely see that for the next few days. Goldsboro looking beautiful this morning. Apex nice and sunny. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. There's Fayetteville, where our newsroom is, on Hay Street. So freeze warning this morning. Temperatures will be just as cold tomorrow morning, but it's unlikely that we'll have the warning because we reached freezing this morning. A chilly afternoon today in the 50s, but we start a warm up tomorrow, and the highs over the weekend climb into the 70s. I love this Weather Watcher photo. It's so pretty. This tree right here, photographed by Katie Alonzo, who's one of our morning directors. It's absolutely beautiful. The cold temperatures down to freezing create a chemical reaction in the leaves that helps to brighten the color. So these cold temperatures that we're seeing right now should help to brighten up a lot of trees across our area. This is what we'll see tomorrow morning, 28 in Lewisburg and Clarksville, 29 in Rocky Mount, 25 in Siler City. We head to the south, 32 in Fayetteville, 26 in Sanford, 32 in Goldsboro. So pretty much identical to what we're seeing this morning. But now by Saturday, we're just above freezing. And then over the weekend, Sunday, Monday, even into Tuesday, our temperatures really start to climb. So we go from 57 today, which is well below normal, to Friday, a little closer to normal. Saturday and Sunday, we're in the 70s, and that continues well into next week. Wake Forest plays at Duke tonight. So tonight's still going to be awfully chilly. Game time temperature is likely to be in the upper 40s and will fall into the 30s before the game is over. Football Friday, a little bit warmer. Game time temperatures will be most likely in the mid 50s, falling into the upper 40s. And then lots of football Saturday. Saturday is going to be a nice one. Campbell plays at UNC, 60 degrees at noon. Early afternoon, Winston-Salem State plays at Fayetteville State and Norfolk at Central. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s. A little cool for Miami versus NC State at 8 o'clock. Temperatures will be in the mid 50s. Tropical outlook, not looking bad. That one little system out there continues to look less and less likely that it will develop. Our temperatures over the weekend will feel mild. We do go back to standard time over the weekend, and our temperatures stay nice and mild through next week, Brian.
It is 8:17 right now. We still have these two crashes on the southbound side of I-87 through Knightdale. A crash on the right shoulder there, right around the Smithfield Road interchange. You can see the fire trucks where they have that shoulder blocked. A reminder, when you see those flashing lights, move over at least one lane if you can. And then as you head a little farther down 87 toward Hodge Road, we still have that crash blocking the left lane there, right there at the interchange itself. As soon as you get through that, you're in good shape heading toward the Neuse River Bridge and beyond. But getting there this morning is going to be a little tough, about 10 minutes longer than usual. Now, I have just taken a look at the alternate routes that we've been suggesting. You need to stick with 87 right now because 64 Business is starting to get congested. 87 is going to be your fastest way around Knightdale heading back toward Raleigh. And don't forget, you can continue to listen to our coverage on the radio in the car, 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham, as we track those big delays there through Knightdale. Although I will say in the past couple of minutes, it looks like traffic is flowing a little more freely through that area. A number of other crashes that we're watching this morning, although I'm not really seeing any big delays with those. There was a report of a crash earlier on southbound 885 around Ellis Road there in Durham. Not seeing any huge backups because of that. Still seeing that typical 5 minute or so delay between I-40 up toward the 147 interchange on both sides of 885. Also, some slow traffic continues on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard heading in from Wake Forest this morning. Do want to check in on the south side of Durham. We've been watching building delays on 40 eastbound coming in from Chapel Hill. Right now, about a 7 minute slowdown between the Fayetteville Road interchange heading out toward 55. Most of that due to sun glare.
Brian, thanks. A man is dead after a shooting at a Raleigh gun range. It happened at the Personal Defense and Handgun Training Center. It's on Tryon Road. When police officers got to that range about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, they found a man who had been shot. There's a large police presence there when the WRL breaking news tracker got on scene. Police say they don't have anyone in custody, but they're not looking for a shooter.
One of the former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols is expected to change his plea today to guilty. Desmond Mills previously entered a not guilty plea in the federal case against him. It's not known if the change is part of a plea agreement. Mills is one of five former police officers facing civil rights charges in Nichols' beating death. It happened in January after Nichols ran from a traffic stop. All five former officers have pleaded not guilty to state charges.
Many women facing infertility are taking part-time jobs and side hustles to get extra money for benefits. One round of in vitro fertilization, IVF treatment, can cost at least $20,000. And many women like Jennifer Arenas Cardenas are working at companies that offer fertility benefits that their full-time employers don't provide.
What do you say to people who might look at this and think, wow, you sort of gamed the system?
System is really gaming us. Infertility is a medical diagnosis. This should absolutely be covered by insurance companies.
Arenas Cardenas worked nights and weekends as a barista at Starbucks to help cover fertility treatments and eventually realized her dream of becoming a mom.
Actor Alan Ruck from Succession and Ferris Bueller's Day Off was involved in a multi-car crash in Hollywood. The crash happened shortly after 9 o'clock on Tuesday night. A man was taken to the hospital. The severity of his injuries is not clear, and it's unclear whether he was walking or inside one of the cars involved in that crash. It's also not clear which vehicle Alan Ruck was in.
A big response there.
Yeah.
Disney makes a big move to acquire Comcast's remaining share of Hulu. The expected nearly $9 billion deal will make the House of Mouse the sole owner of the streaming giant. That means Disney will own Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus. It fits with Disney's overall strategy of shifting away from linear television to streaming service. Now, Comcast has spent the past several years shifting its program to its own streaming service, Peacock. Happening today, a major announcement is expected regarding transportation in North Carolina. The state speaker of the House, Tim Moore, will be making it. He'll be joined by local and state officials, including the Board of Transportation member Stephen Rosenberg. The announcement is at 2 o'clock this afternoon in Charlotte.
Runners are getting ready for the 2023 New York City Marathon this weekend. Festivities kicked off yesterday with a ceremonial painting of the blue line. Normally, the ceremony helps to kickstart the painting of the 26.2-mile stripe, but this year, the ceremony was moved inside because of the rain. The blue line helps guide runners through the course. More than 50,000 runners will take part in the race on Sunday, and they come from more than 150 countries.
Hopefully it doesn't rain on them.
Yeah.
They can have the fake rain ceremony there. Christmas tradition continues in New York. This year, the iconic Rockefeller Center Christmas tree will come from Vestal, New York, about an hour south of Syracuse, Binghamton, New York area. The 80-foot tree will be cut November 9th, and then it will arrive at Rockefeller Center November 11th. It'll be lit during a live broadcast, Christmas in Rockefeller Center, on November 29th. And the tree stays up until January 13th. Right out of those people's yards.
I know. Could you imagine? Well, one house in Florida received an unwelcome trick-or-treater on Halloween. A bear was spotted treating itself to some leftover candy buckets on Tuesday. Onlookers noticed the bear scarfing down the candy whole, including the wrappers. He ate the wrappers, too. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says that bears can sense odors from more than a mile away, and they are driven by their need to eat. A lot of chocolate.
No doubt, yeah. Don't miss all the NFL action Sunday right here on Fox 50. At 1 o'clock, the Commanders take on the Patriots. After that, the Cowboys and Eagles square off in an NFC East battle. And then turn it over to WRAL for Football Night in America. That's at 7 o'clock. At 8:20, the Buffalo Bills kick off with the Cincinnati Bengals.
A great morning to be a Rangers fan, winning its first World Series championship in franchise history. Still ahead, we have a look at the team's locker room celebration after Game 5.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. It is a busy morning on the roadways. Brian Trader is tracking some backups on I-87. Brian.
I want to update you about these two crashes we're following right now on 87 southbound in Knightdale. One right around Smithfield Road. You can see it's over there on the right shoulder. And then another still blocking the left lane of 87 southbound around the Hodge Road area. Overall, this is adding about 10 minutes to your usual commute time through there, so you need to allow a little extra time. Don't consider using 64 Business as an alternate route because it's getting pretty badly backed up. Also watching some sun glare delays on the south side of Durham this morning with that bright sunshine on those eastbound lanes of I-40. Seeing about a 7-minute delay from 15501 to 885, Elizabeth.
It looks beautiful out there right now, but boy, temperatures are chilly. The freeze warning expires here just in about 30 minutes, but we're seeing the coolest temperatures of the day right now. It's gorgeous out there. Apex looking beautiful, but it's 28 in Lewisburg, 21 in Southern Pines, 27 in Tarboro, 29 in Irwin. Dog walking forecast. Yeah, you want to bundle up for that this morning. Afternoon highs only make it into the mid-50s. Walking the dog this evening will drop into the 40s pretty quickly.
Thanks, Elizabeth. And when temperatures are this cold, it's a good idea to make sure your car is prepared. Good idea to get the battery and alternator tests tested. Also, make sure to keep your gas tank half full to avoid any icy fuel lines. And a potential mass shooting right here in the area has been avoided. 46-year-old Kevin Douglas of Cary was arrested for making a threat against children. He was found and taken into custody at the Extended Stay America on Weston Parkway. Cary police confirmed Douglas is out on bond. Next on Fox 50, a look at when temperatures will warm back up in our area. And next on Today, asked and answered questions on sleep.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Our freeze warning is in effect for about 30 more minutes. After that, we'll start to see temperatures climbing. I'll show you how cold it has been this morning and how cold it'll be tomorrow morning, too.
A man accused of threatening to shoot children is under arrest. How Cary police were able to stop a potentially active shooter situation.
A drop in temperatures may mean trouble for your car. Coming up, what you need to know before you hit the road this morning.
We have a lot going on here. 8:30 right now on our Thursday morning. It is chilly out there. There's no question. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, this is the morning where you sit in the car for a minute before you drive because you got to let it warm up. The steering wheel's freezing. Everything's freezing.
We're under the covers.
Yeah.
I know there's people guilty of that, too.
I know. I wish that was me right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with a freeze warning that we have in effect and for the next half hour.
Yes, it's almost over, but temperatures are really at their coldest at this time of morning, you know, right around 8 o'clock, maybe even up to 8:30. But soon we'll see those temperatures jumping. We have 33 in Clinton. That's been our warmest spot this morning. 21 in Southern Pines, 23 Roxborough, 31 in Rocky Mount and South Hill, and 29 in Durham and Raleigh. As we get into the 9 o'clock hour, our temperatures will begin to jump up a little bit. Our temperatures this morning have been anywhere from 10 to around 15 degrees colder than yesterday, so it's been a pretty big difference there. Clinton is looking beautiful this morning. You can see the flag whipping around a little bit, but today's not going to be nearly as windy as yesterday. Officially at RDU, the winds are calm and the temperature is 29 degrees. And you might see a little bit of frost on your windshield just for maybe another hour or so. There's not a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. The temperatures are cold enough for frost, but you know, you still have to have some moisture for that frost to form, and we don't see a lot of that this morning. Our highs only climb into the mid-50s for this afternoon, so at least 10 degrees below normal for this time of year. Starting tomorrow, our wind shifts to southerly. That's going to start to bring in some warmer air. I'll show you how it will feel through the weekend. Coming up, Brian.
8:32, Elizabeth. Want to update you about these crashes and backups we've been following on 87 southbound through Knightdale. We still have this right shoulder blocked on 87 southbound at the Smithfield Road interchange. You can see the flashing lights there in the distance. And also at Hodge Road, just beyond the Hodge Road interchange, the left lane blocked there, and you can see some activity in the medium. Overall, about a 10-minute delay showing up on those sensors between 64 Business and 440. Earlier, we had suggested using 64 Business itself as an alternate route, but since then, traffic has gotten bad enough that if you're coming in from Wendell and Zebulon through Knightdale toward Raleigh, it's better just to be prepared for those backups on 87 southbound and stick with that. Around the rest of the triangle, just a couple other crashes that we're watching, not really seeing any big delays with those. One of them reportedly at 401 or Lewisburg Road around Spring Forest Road, just south of 540, but I'm not seeing any big delays there. Watching some backups on 440 westbound as you approach the Capitol Boulevard interchange. There's a report of a disabled vehicle as well on 40 westbound at the Wade Avenue interchange. We're seeing some outbound delays heading away from Edwards Mill Road back toward that I-40 merge this morning, so allow a little extra time heading around the arena out toward the airport. And in South Durham, we've been watching some backups on 40 eastbound because of sun glare delays, especially between 751 out toward 55. About a 6-minute backup overall.
So, Brian, the cars, before they get rumbling out there, will be cold when you head out the door this morning, and winter's on the way. It's a good idea to make sure you're taking proper care of your car. WRO's Kelsey Coffey joins us now with the steps drivers should take on mornings like this. There are more to come in our near future. Kelsey.
Well, Jeff, your car is definitely going to need a lot of TLC this morning as the temperatures are continuing to drop. But I do have some good news. Check out the thermometer here. Temperatures are actually rising. It looks like it's up from what we saw in the last half hour. We're at about 38. So for most of the morning, we were sitting at 30 degrees. And when the temperature drops like this, a lot of people are thinking about, well, I have to warm up my car before I get in it to head off to work. And we checked in with the folks at Murray's Tire and Auto Service here in Raleigh. They say it's important to work on your maintenance before the cold weather hits.
Having your battery test, your alternator test, because anytime the cold weather will kind of ruin a lot of that between temperatures going up and down.
And we've seen our temperatures go up and down a lot lately. You may notice that your tire pressure light is on this morning, so it's best to give yourself some extra time in your morning routine to fill up your tires. If you don't remember how much air your tire needs, just go to your driver's side door, open it up. There should be a sticker inside that will tell you. Head on over to our website, WREL.com, if you want more information about how to keep up your car during this cold weather. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
New this morning, a man police say threatened a mass shooting aimed at children in the Triangle is out of jail on bond. Officers found and arrested 46-year-old Kevin Douglas at the Extended Stay America on Weston Parkway in Cary yesterday. They say they got a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children about someone threatening to become an active shooter against children. Investigators determined the threat was credible, and Douglas faces charges related to cyber stalking and communicating threats. His next court date is set for November 20th.
Counseling is available today at Shaw University for students there as the school mourns a freshman who died in a single car crash in Raleigh. Pender High School is also mourning the loss of 18-year-old Kyrese Dye.
A 2023 graduate of the high school, was a member of the Shaw University Honors Program and played for the school's JV basketball team. This is a story we first brought you as breaking news yesterday morning. We took you to this scene. Raleigh police say Dye was riding in a car on Hammond Road just before 11:30 Tuesday night. The driver lost control on a turn and hit the end of a guardrail. Dye was ejected from the car and died from his injuries. The driver was 18-year-old Jesden Bloomer. He was taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
Police in Chapel Hill are looking for this man here you see on your screen after a surveillance video captured him punching a customer in a bakery. Now, we do want to warn you, we'll be showing you the video, and it is hard to watch. It happened at the Google Huff Bake Shop in the Eastgate Shopping Center. This is the video here. Customer went to grab his coffee when a stranger punches him in the face in what looks like a random attack. WREL talked with a customer in that video.
I get blindsided. Just someone knocked me out. I don't even know from where. Don't know who it was. It's scary that it could happen just to a random person and for no reason at all.
Yeah, he's recovering from a concussion and a split jaw. The bakery owner says he plans to add cameras to the parking lot. Here's a look at the image that police released of the man in that video. If you know who this person is, call Chapel Hill Police.
The UN's Human Rights Office says Israel's attacks on Gaza's largest refugee camp may amount to war crimes. Gaza authorities say at least 80 people died and hundreds more were hurt in the second airstrike on the camp yesterday. They say most of the casualties were women and children. This followed a strike on the same camp Tuesday that killed hundreds of people, according to medics. Israel's defense forces say the attack are targeting a Hamas compound there and are eliminating terrorists. Palestinian Health Ministry says the weeks-long bombardment on Gaza has killed at least 8,700 people. A Jewish group that is calling for a ceasefire in Gaza will be holding a protest in Durham today. The Triangle Chapter of Jewish Voice for Peace plans to demonstrate at 4 o'clock this afternoon in CCB Plaza. It's calling on the Triangle's congressional delegation to sign a resolution for a ceasefire and allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza.
The Texas Rangers are the World Series champions for the first time. They were held without a hit for the first six innings of last night's Game 5 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. But the Rangers pulled away in the last three innings and got a 5-0 win to take the series 4-1. They won all 11 games they played on the road during the playoffs, which is a new major league record. Corey Seager was named the World Series MVP. He hit three home runs during the five games of the series. He also got the first hit last night that got things rolling for the Rangers.
Party might still be rolling.
Right.
The man accused of shooting four people at a birthday party at Wilson County Fairgrounds is now in police custody. 18-year-old Braulio Fuentes Martinez turned himself into Wilson police yesterday. He faces several charges, including attempted first-degree murder and having a stolen firearm. Witnesses say Fuentes Martinez showed up at that party uninvited just after midnight Saturday night. And when guests asked him to leave, police say he got a gun from his car and started shooting into the crowd. Four people were hurt. Two of them critically. All are now out of the hospital.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, a legal battle starts today in Minnesota to remove former President Trump from the presidential ballot in that state. Now, that lawsuit is using the U.S. Constitution's Insurrection Clause, the 14th Amendment to be exact, to make that case. This is all connected to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, and according to the lawsuit, President Trump's role in that. Oral arguments will begin today before the Minnesota Supreme Court. The lawsuit seeks to remove the former president from next year's presidential ballot. Now, a similar case is playing out in Colorado, which started earlier this week. And depending on what the justices rule in Minnesota, what the judges rule in Colorado, appeals will be filed. This case will likely end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll keep track of it and keep you updated.
All right, thanks, Ken. And Donald Trump Jr. will be back in a New York courtroom today to continue his testimony in the Trump Organization civil fraud trial. Trump Jr. took the stand yesterday, saying he did not remember working on the financial records that are at the center of the trial. He is a co-defendant in the case, along with his father and brother Eric, who was also expected to testify today. The lawsuit from New York's attorney general accuses them of falsely inflating the value of Trump's real estate properties and other assets. The family has denied any wrongdoing.
Carolina's own James Taylor is supporting the people of Lewiston, Maine after last week's mass shooting. Taylor sang the national anthem last night at Lewiston High School's first football game since the shooting that killed 18 people. The pregame ceremony included a moment of silence and a solemn reading of all the names of the people who were killed.
Coming up, another scary incident in the cockpit during a flight. What we've learned about the co-pilot who pulled a gun on the captain of a Delta flight and threatened to kill him.
And we'll give you this live look at Goldsboro right now. Some folks waking up to those freezing temperatures this morning. We'll check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner about when we will see some warmer temperatures. Is the time right now to take this live look in downtown Raleigh. It's beautiful as the sunshine, blue skies right there. It is about that time. We're going to get a little warm up going right here because there's a large area that still is in the 20s right now, Elizabeth.
It was a cold start this morning and still is, really. We hit 9 o'clock and we'll start to see those temperatures creeping up, but it stays pretty chilly this afternoon. This is a live look at Fayetteville with a beautiful blue sky. We're seeing clear skies everywhere and it's a dry air mass. Our dew point's down at 23 and the lower that number is, the drier the air is. The main thing that means for us this morning is there's not a lot of frost out there because there's not a lot of moisture. Temperatures are plenty cold enough, but we just don't have a lot of moisture. Our temperature will climb into the mid-50s this afternoon. That's just a few degrees above yesterday, but it should feel warmer because it won't be as windy as it was yesterday. Check these temperatures before they start to climb. Clinton exactly jumped a degree or so. Goldsboro jumped to 32, but it's still 31 in Rocky Mount, 25 in Roxboro, 21 Southern Pines, and 29 in the Triangle area. So that freeze warning is about to expire. We won't see another one tomorrow. However, temperatures will still be just as cold. They only in the fall issue that freeze warning from the National Weather Service the first time we see a freeze. Otherwise, we would see it all winter long and we'd get tired of seeing it. 56 in Raleigh, 55 in Durham, 58 in Fayetteville for this afternoon. We have this cold air mass sitting over us and a good chunk of the country. But by tomorrow, we start to see our wind shifting and it's going to help to draw in some warmer air. We're not looking at a big jump, but we'll see highs in the 70s for the weekend and early next week. Now, it is still going to be a very cold start tomorrow morning, just like this morning. 25 Siler City, 28 Lewisburg, 28 in Clarksville, 29 in Durham. Down south, 32 Fayetteville, 31 Smithfield, 26 in Sanford. Some milder mornings are coming our way. Our normal morning low this time of year is 44, so we're back to that on Sunday, and we warm up for the next few days. But tomorrow's going to be really cold and still on the chilly side Saturday morning. But Saturday for the parade in Fayetteville, temperatures should warm up nicely by 10 a.m., 55 degrees, and by noon, 64 with sunshine. And that's going to be fun. You know, in November for Veterans Day parades, it can be iffy. It looks pretty good for Saturday. City of Oaks Marathon on Sunday. Temperatures will be appropriately cool in the mid-40s. Runners will love that. But if you're doing the full marathon, it's going to get a little bit warm during the afternoon. You know, by 1 o'clock or so, temperatures will be climbing into the 60s. But if you're doing any of the shorter races, it looks like we'll stay at least in the 50s through lunchtime. We take a look at our temperatures, of course, 64 tomorrow. So we begin the warm up and we'll be above freezing Saturday morning and then into the 70s with overnight lows in the 50s. Just a nice quiet week for us. Yesterday, we were looking at the chance of an isolated shower Sunday. The models have backed off on that nicely.
Two people have died in North Carolina due to complications from the flu. They are the first documented deaths in the state this flu season. The Department of Health says two adults in the western part of the state died in the third and fourth weeks of October. One person tested positive for both the flu and COVID-19. One person was over the age of 65, the other between the ages of 25 and 49. No further details will be released. Data from the state show ER visits for all respiratory illnesses are up.
New York Representative George Santos will remain in Congress after a resolution to remove him failed to get the required votes. 213 House members voted to expel Santos. 179 voted not to. The resolution was led by fellow New York Republicans who say Santos is not fit to serve. Following the vote, Santos told reporters he will continue to defend himself against the allegations.
If these folks want to go ahead and vote to expel me, that's their prerogative, that's their conscience, that's their decision. I have a right of the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. I'm fighting for that right. And if these guys don't believe in that, then democracy's dead.
Santos pleaded not guilty to a federal indictment Friday. That trial is not scheduled to take place until next September.
New details this morning about a confrontation between a pilot and a co-pilot on board a Delta Airlines flight. That co-pilot facing charges for reportedly pulling out a gun and threatening to shoot the pilot during a mid-flight argument last year. A federal grand jury has indicted First Officer Jonathan Dunn for using a dangerous weapon to assault the captain and for threatening to shoot him multiple times. Dunn was trained and certified to carry a gun as a TSA flight deck officer.
The people that were really heavily into the, I'm going to save the world and I've got a gun, those people didn't make it through.
Delta says Dunn no longer works for the airline. The indictment comes after another incident last week where an off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot allegedly tried to shut off engines on a flight while having a mental health crisis. Both pilots face up to 20 years in prison if found guilty.
As he prepares to take the stand for his civil case in New York, former President Donald Trump is asking a federal judge to put a hold on his criminal case in Washington, D.C. The court is currently considering Trump's bid to dismiss federal charges related to the 2020 election. He says he should be immune from prosecution for anything he did while serving as president. The criminal case is currently slated for a trial in March. Trump's defense team would like the federal trials to be postponed until after the 2024 November election.
A tarantula is to blame for a car accident in Death Valley National Park. Park officials say the driver of a camper slammed on the brakes after seeing a tarantula inside. That quick move caused a motorcyclist who was behind the van to strike the back of the vehicle. The driver of the motorcycle was taken to the hospital. Death Valley officials say that if you see a tarantula, the best thing to do is not panic. They say tarantulas are usually not aggressive and are slow moving. A bite from one is comparable to a bee sting.
Today in entertainment news, Scarlett Johansson, Alec Trebek, and new Hunger Games prequel. David Daniel has it all in our Hollywood Minute.
Three, yes, sir. Two, one.
Run. Rachel Zegler's Lucy doesn't seem ready as the 10th Hunger Games get underway in the latest clip from The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. The prequel to the big screen series that began in 2012 arrives in theaters November 17th. Scarlett Johansson has taken legal action against an AI app. Variety reports an ad for the app on X, formerly Twitter, used a clip of the actress on the set of Black Widow, as well as AI-generated photos and a voice simulating Johansson's. Her representatives tell Variety she is not a spokesperson for the app.
Here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Iconic Jeopardy host Alex Trebek died of pancreatic cancer in 2020. Now, Stand Up to Cancer has teamed with his widow, Jean Trebek, and their daughter, Emily Trebek, to launch the Alex Trebek Fund to advance research into the disease, which has the highest mortality rate of all major cancers. The fund has already raised more than $1 million. November is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Well, Halloween is over, which means it's time to get into the Christmas spirit. It is time. Today, Starbucks is kicking off the holidays with its seasonal cups. Starting today, hot drinks will be served in four festive cups. These are them. Ice drinks are also getting a holiday makeover with sparkles. For Starbucks, the holidays aren't just festive. Last year, the chain saw revenue grow 14% over the previous holiday season.
Another sign of the holiday season in high gear in Asheville at the Biltmore. Crews lifted the banquet hall tree into place yesterday. It arrives every year by horse-drawn carriage. The tree will get some time to fluff out before the decorating begins. Once complete, it'll have 500 ornaments and 500 lights on it. It is quite a sight. Well, we usually have to do creative things with our Thanksgiving leftovers, but pizza brand DiGiorno is getting ahead of the game with this creation. Its frozen Thanksgiving pizza has turkey, sweet potatoes, green beans, cranberries, crispy onions, and gravy on it.
No, not on pizza.
I'll eat it.
Okay. You can have it. Okay. All right, before we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on your chilly weather forecast and your traffic next.